Hi and welcome to What's Next. I'm still at the Red Herring ETRI conference, and with me I now have Dominic Grolimund from, and I try to pronounce this right, Walla.
Right, that's correct, Walla. That's
correct, yeah. And so you have a kind of peer-to-peer storage service.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so it's a social online storage. You can store files in it. Then you can share them with friends or in groups. You can publish files and discover what others have published. Now, the big difference is that the files are being stored in the peer-to-peer network in addition to our servers, so that we can harness idle resources, which drive down our costs, so that we can provide a better service to the end user.
So there are quite a number of storage solutions or cloud storage solutions. And one thing that caught my eye, apart from the P2P thing, was that you have this hard drive mounting.
Walla is integrated into your file system. So you just have a network drive on Windows, Mac, or Linux, and you can directly access it from there. And also you can have third-party applications on top of that, just accessing the, it's like a mounted file drive.
Okay, so tell me more about the P2P thing.
All right, so when you store a file, it is first being encrypted on your computer, then split into fragments, which are then redundantly encoded into more fragments, and then those fragments are being uploaded into the grid storage network. And then if you do download the file, then you will just need a subset of all fragments in order to retrieve the whole file, and then you do a local decryption, and then you can watch the video, whatever the file is about.
So the files are not centrally stored?
Right. In primary storage is in a peer-to-peer system, but then we also have the complete files as backup on our servers in order to guarantee the availability of the files.
But as you told me just before, this kind of backup service you have is really not necessary?
It wouldn't be necessary from a theoretical point of view, because we introduce redundancy in order to have high availability of several nines of uptime, of availability. But still, I mean, if at one point all users would quit the P2P network, you could still download the files because we have them backed up on our servers. That is the reason.
So how many computers, if I upload a movie, for example, how many computers would my movie end up on?
On about 300 in practice. Like, you need 100 original fragments, and then you introduce redundancy, and then there are around 300 fragments in the network.
Right.
And also the first 100 plus a bit more are stored on our servers. And all of them are encrypted because security and privacy are key issues. Like, it's a key design thing, so that all files are being encrypted on your computer in such a way that not even your password has to leave your computer, so that no one, not even we as the provider, can see what files you store or share with your friends.
So if I would like to join this, I download some kind of application?
You don't even have to download it. You can start it directly from the web. So you go to our website, www.wua.la.
And how do you spell that?
W-U-A.L-A, or simply wala.com. And then you hit on the start button, and this will launch the application. You don't have to install it. You can just run it directly from the web. Or if someone sends you a link to some files, you just click on the link, and it will open it up.
And how much storage do I get?
When you start, you get 1 gigabyte, which is provided by us. But if you want more, you can either trade storage from your computer to the network. So you can say, for instance, I give 50 gigabytes on my computer, and then you get up to 50 gigabytes in return. Or you can simply buy additional storage for all of those who don't want to trade storage.
All right, so I could basically trade storage. I could let other people store things on my computer, although I wouldn't know what it is.
Right, it's just bits and pieces of a file. It's just an encrypted fragment that ends up on your computer if you opt in to trade storage.
So one good thing about your system is then, I imagine, that since it's a peer-to-peer thing, if I would like to download the big movie I uploaded or my friend uploaded, that should be pretty fast then, since I could download from several sources
absolutely,
at once.
Absolutely. You download it from 100 sources in parallel, which gives you really high download speeds. So this is one of the nice things. If you try out Walla, you can just stream a big video directly.
You call this a social storage solution. Why is it social?
Because we put the emphasis on the sharing aspect, so it's very easy to share files. You just click on the share button, you send a link to friends, or you select the friends who are already in Walla, and then they get a notification. So it's a lot about the social sharing of files, which means it is also soon integrated into Facebook and other social networks, where you get a notification there and things like that.
So I can share specific files with specific friends?
Yes, yes. You select, like, I want to share this folder with 5 friends, and then only those 5 friends have access to this folder, no one else.
So they will see when they log into their account that you have shared some stuff
exactly.
with them.
Exactly. Then they get a notification, and you can compare it to the Facebook mini feeds where you see what's happening in your network. So if you log in, like, 1 week later, you will see a lot of new stuff. Also comments and things like that.
Another thing that caught my eye was that you could start streaming large files, so you don't need to download them before, for example, watching a movie.
Yes, this is really important. We didn't like the experience of other networks where you had to download a 2 gigabyte video file beforehand. In our system, because it's integrated into your file system, you just double click it and then the movie player will pop up and it will ask for the specific bytes it needs to show the next frame of the video.
How does that work in practice? Do I get a lot of stops in the movie, or will it stream?
No. In practice, it works really well. So you double click the video and it just streams it. You get like a download speed of 1 megabyte per second, so it's really fast.
Okay, so who are you that created this?
So we started 4 years ago at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. We were 2 co-founders. Now we're a team of 9 people. We're a startup based in Zurich in Switzerland.
So this was a research project from the start, or why did it start back at university?
Because we had to do our master thesis. We were studying computer science. We had to do our master thesis, lab thesis, and semester project and things like that. And we wanted to use this time to research something which was challenging, but at the same time would have the potential to disrupt the online storage market. This is how we came up with the idea, and we were inspired by a number of research projects at that time which didn't really make it into practice. So we took that basis, we had a look at those papers, and then we invented a lot of our own stuff and made it really work in practice.
Are you funded now, or are you looking for money? Or
we're completely self-funded so far, because I founded a company 10 years ago and I can invest that money into the new company. So we're 9 people, I mean, we do have kind of a burn rate, but it's working quite well because we already generate some revenue. But now, in order to accelerate the growth and scale up the team, we're looking for the first round of financing.
And how's that going?
It's like the time is not, it's not the best time to do that, but it's working well. I mean, yeah, I just started last week, so I can't really tell. But
so you've been around for how long?
You mean, we started 4 years ago, the service, the first closed alpha, we've launched 1 year ago, and now 2 months ago we've launched a public beta, which is open to everyone. And we launched it and it's growing quite fast. We now have more than 60,000 users storing more than 20 million files, so it's really a nice growth, and people are really active on the service.
So what will we see next in the near future?
A lot of things. We're really working on the core product, so we try to improve that. We want to make sure that it works fast and reliable and robust. But then also in terms of features, we want to extend it so that it's integrated into social networks such as Facebook, MySpace, and so on. And then you have widgets, and we want to pull out all the public files to put that on Google and things like that. So there's a lot of to-dos on our roadmap.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Dominik Grolemund, for joining me at What's Next.
Thank you very much.